Welcome, everybody. You have found the Third Space podcast. I'm your host, Bob Fabi, and you are about to listen to an episode where I was interviewed on Bright Radio, which is a Christian radio, online Christian radio with Marty and Katina, who have a show in the Washington, D.C. area, where I answer questions about my book, Not My Jesus. I hope you enjoy it.
Hi, this is Marty from the Marty and Katina Show, and I am honored to have the author, Bob Fabi, who just finished writing a book called Not My Jesus, Embracing Our Sacred Role in a Changing World. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about this amazing book.
Thanks so much for having me, Marty.
You're the author of this new book called Not My Jesus, which is so timely. I believe that Jesus is timely, too. And just talk us about, and the subtitle of it is Embracing Our Sacred Role in a Changing World. Talk to us about this book.
Well, it's funny. I do think it's timely. I've watched as our culture has kind of divided over a lot of different issues, particularly Christians who have found themselves in one camp or another, whether it be politically or socially, but in any event, they're divided. And I think as Christians, we have a sacred role to play, and that's God-given, and that we need to be about that role instead of maybe finding ourselves falling into other roles or getting caught up in some of the cultural milieu that occurs.
And my show is a podcast / radio, internet radio show. So could you describe, because I think this book, not to use the cliche, you can't judge a book by its cover. Can you talk about the cover and the meaning behind the cover?
Sure. Yeah, the cover has obviously caused people pause, question, and to which I am actually really grateful. And there's been several different types of reactions. I would say that primarily the cover has been overwhelmingly positively received. And it really indicates kind of the different ways that people want to view Jesus. You know, whether he's kind of the political Jesus or the, you know, relaxed Jesus or the selfie-taking Jesus, that kind of thing. People want to put him in their camp. And in the book, you know, it kind of opened up with the scene from Talladega Nights about a prayer in the movie about how everybody wants their Jesus to look like what they think Jesus should look like and what they want him to look like. And really, that's what's happening in our culture today. So when people invoke Jesus, they only do it from the position of what they want and how they think he should be.
Yeah, I've loved. I started reading it twice now. I literally, it's an easy read in the sense of you're very humorous, and I really appreciated the down to earth aspect you've written in. What would you hope somebody gets out of it?
Well, honestly, I do hope that people would be willing to engage it for what it is. One, it is an easy read. Two, I do think I'm funnier than I actually am. But I think that beyond that, you know, it's a critical look at how people are engaging with their culture, particularly Christians. How Christians are engaging in culture is really, really critical. And that maybe there might be a different way of engaging in the world around us that looks a little bit more like how Christ would have us do that.
Yes, and then I love, not to give a lot of the book away, because I think it's brilliant. I think the cover also helps showing that I love how you brought in the real world. I mean, the Facebook, the Twitter, the aspect of, you know, so it's more for it's for every generation. I would appreciate you and saying, but was there a typical target audience you actually had for the book when writing it?
Yeah, I think that's a fair question, and I do think, I mean, it's a bit exposed on the cover, where you know, the vast majority of people in North America today are millennials, and I think that they're asking a different set of questions than maybe Gen X or other generations have asked. And so it really is targeted towards them. And of course, social media plays a huge role in their lives. And that's part of why I had Twitter as part of the book, where, you know, I gave Jesus a Twitter account on purpose, because of the role that Twitter is playing, even probably as we speak. There's probably tweets going out from the president and others, where somehow social media has taken kind of a forward place in our society, and people are willing to engage in all sorts of things there, versus maybe conversations that we would have had in the past. And so the book kind of, I don't know, maybe represents that in a way, even in how I put it together.
Now, if people wanted to, because I also know on the back it talks about public speaking and other events and other motivation speaking you do, is there a website that they can go to see, like, oh, well, I hear he's being here, or a pastor is reading this book and going, I would love for him to come to speak to us. Is there a place where they can book? Is there a venue for all that?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking. Yeah, if you go to my website, bobfabe.com, there's a part in there that talks about me as a speaker, and you can fill out a form and request that I do that. As a matter of fact, last week I was gone. I had to be, it was terrible. I had to be in San Diego speaking all week, and I somehow managed to survive. But yeah, actually speaking is one of the things that I do quite a bit. I'm happy to go and do that.
Very nice. And so you would travel around the area doing that. So when are you hoping that, I know you basically have talked about an image of God growing up, what would you say your image of God was and how it changed or morphed over the years?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think one of the things that I allude to in the book, but I think played a huge role in my life, was just that I didn't have an understanding about Christ's presence with me, period. And I thought that maybe when I misbehaved, he would flee, and that when I behaved, he would be present. And obviously, a short read of the New Testament will help me understand, or maybe even some of your listeners, that Christ promises to be with us, period. But then it's not just, you know, I'm with you as somebody who's maybe in the room but not actively engaged, but now that I have a deeper understanding, I recognize that Christ actually resides in me by a spirit, and that my submission to him allows me to live out the life that he has actually called me to live. And so from as a young man, not understanding the way that Christ was with me, I have a much deeper practice and appreciation for that today.
And what I also appreciate, reason why I said I've now read it actually, well, I've read it once and I'm in the middle of reading it again. I've actually started using this while I'm reading it, the Book of Matthew. Have you heard anybody else say that? That basically it's almost like a great guide for reading Matthew, because you really focus a lot on Matthew, and then I go back and go, yeah, I really want to read that whole story about what Jesus is talking about with Matthew. Have you heard anybody else say that? Or,
you know, I haven't, and I'm really grateful for that, because I did specifically choose Matthew being kind of the most Jewish of the Gospels. And I think that when we take Jesus away from his Jewishness, we really miss the mark. And it's not to say that the other Gospels don't have a Jewish flavor, or that they don't somehow represent Jesus as being Jewish. It's just that Matthew's pretty intentional about that. And so particularly around, I think, messianic expectation, which I kind of touch on in the text there, where Matthew, I think, lays that out a little bit more clearly.
Yeah, and I agree. I think we've done, and I think your book explains this so much, is that we pick our Jesus, and if we don't really understand his heritage and his aspect, we won't understand the full aspect of Jesus. And I appreciate you taking the time to write this book. It's very rare, and if my wife was actually here, it's both our radio show, she would tell you it's rare for me to read two books. So
I'm super grateful.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. So, but what I would love a invitation is when you come up back to the East Coast sometime and go to the Bible Museum, because I know everyone's pilgrimage is love. I would love to get you in studio.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love to do that.
Yeah. So when I find out you're in speaking, or just talk to, you know, let our people know that you're maybe speaking in the Washington DC area or something, I would love to get you in studio so we can actually do a Facebook Live interview also. And then people could see the cover, you know, and all that. And then we could go really in depth more about this phenomenal book.
Sure. Yeah, I would love to do that. And as a matter of fact, I have relatives in the D.C. area, so it's not uncommon for me to be there.
Perfect.
So I'd love to schedule that.
That would be great. And I would just real quick, tell us once again where we can follow you or find you. Are you, I know, quote, chat, you know, you talked about social media in the book, but can we follow you via Twitter? Can we follow you? Just are you on all the social platforms also?
I am. You can find me on, bobsabe.com, but then also you can find me on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. I also created a Twitter account just for the book called Judgmental Jesus, where I simply tweet out the tweets from chapter 2. So I'm just kind of having a little bit of fun with that. Yeah, I'm kind of across the spectrum on that. And I've just, as a matter of fact, I'm just going to be launching a podcast soon called Third Space Podcast. And so that'll be out there, probably primarily be on my website, but we'll scatter that across social media as well.
Perfect. Good. Because I know you're just, like you said, you're trying to emphasize the millennials, and a lot of them are like, what's the web? We do everything through Twitter now almost. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So thank you for taking the time. And I know I personally, once I'm off this conversation, is going to start following you on Twitter and Facebook. And I've already read a couple of, I know this is now dating me, I started reading some of your blog, and that's another thing you can follow. But thank you for taking the time. I really appreciate it. And I really thank you for writing this timely book that I think is exactly, unfortunately, what the country is going right now. It's my Jesus is different than your Jesus, which is not true.
Yeah, I'm grateful for your kind words, and hopefully what we can do is get Christians pointed in the right direction, doing what it is that he's called us to do.
Exactly. So we are no longer borderline in the media, almost a bad name now.
Yep, that'll be, it would be a nice day if the word Christian were reclaimed somehow. Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you so much for taking the time. And I appreciate once again, you writing this book. It's called Not My Jesus. Go onto his website. There's a link right there, and get the book, read it, give it to your friends. It's an easy read. I definitely could see this as a study group book read. So thanks so much.
Wonderful. Thanks for your time, Marty. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you have a blessed day. And as always, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can check me out at bobfabe.com. And as always, as you've been listening to this podcast, I would love to hear your comments or questions. Suggestions are always welcome. Please give us a high rating, obviously, if you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for stopping by and checking us out. Hope you have a great day.